Dementia is Australia's second leading cause of death, and with a growing ageing population, it continues to be a major health concern worldwide. The University of Sydney has launched a new Centre of Research Excellence to explore how sleep can prevent dementia, and it will look at adjusting sleeping habits to prevent early onset and delay a dementia case. Pranav Harish has more.
Over 436,000 Australians are living with dementia, and it is the second leading cause of death in the country. There is currently no cure for the disease, and it is one of the biggest health challenges facing Australia. But a new study could be on the verge of developing a cure. Professor Sharon Naismith from the Brain and Mind and Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney is leading groundbreaking research linking sleep with dementia, and says sleep and changing sleeping habits could lead to a breakthrough.
The interesting thing about dementia is while there is no cure, we know that about 50% of the risk for dementia is due to things that are modifiable. One thing that hasn't been well studied and is emerging as a new risk factor for dementia is sleep or disturbances of the sleep-wake system. So when you look at a lot of the large-scale data now, it's essentially showing that sleep seems to precede the onset of dementia, and also that there are many different components of sleep that seem to be important. So that's what our research is aiming to do, is to really unravel the components of sleep that are critical in being involved in dementia, and also look at ways that we might be able to stop those harmful effects.
Professor Naismith explains how sleep could lead to preventing cases of dementia.
What we know that sleep seems to be doing is actually clearing the brain of toxins that are involved in dementia. So, for instance, there's a particular protein called beta amyloid that's involved in dementia, and it kind of forms sticky kind of clumps in the brain. And what sleep does is clear that. So we build up these levels of beta amyloid while we're awake, and then when we go to sleep, they're actually all cleared out. They're kind of flushed out of the brain.
The research will make inroads to detecting early prevention strategies that can delay cases of dementia. But will it lead to a cure?
I don't think in and of itself it will. A lot of the emphasis at the moment really is focused on prevention. There's an interaction not only between sleep, but between mental health, between, you know, our cardiovascular health, between so many things that we're kind of doing. So really what our aim is here is to identify these disturbances as early as we can, and obviously look at them from a holistic perspective of the whole person.
Sleep plays the important role of flushing out toxins that often lead to dementia. Professor Naismith explains why sleep has been identified as a risk factor in this study to help with early onset and delaying cases of the disease.
Sleep is the key because it hasn't been well studied. Traditionally, a lot of sleep research has focused on sleep apnea. Now, this is typically, you know, in middle-aged samples that go into sleep clinics. They haven't actually focused on older people that might be complaining of memory complaints. And they also haven't focused well on what are the mechanisms. Why is it that sleep is leading to these things? How do we unravel sleep?
But with a growing ageing population, the healthcare sector is under increasing pressure to provide the right support services and treatment for people living with dementia. Typically, dementia begins 10 to 20 years before symptoms become apparent. What's more, in 2018, dementia was estimated to cost $5 billion in New South Wales alone. Senior lecturer at the Wiking Dementia Research and Education Centre at the University of Tasmania, Juanita Westbury, welcomes the research and says funding is a priority to enable more research into dementia.
Any research in dementia is really sorely needed, and you know, we need more funding and more practical research, because I think dementia is now the leading cause of death in women, and it's the second leading cause of death overall, and our cases are just going to continue to increase.
Juanita says that the rising costs of dementia care services is a major challenge facing dementia care providers, and says that prevention is a priority for health services to address dementia.
I think prevention is really the key, and of course, you know, research into the most appropriate way to, you know, to care for people with dementia. The thing is that it doesn't have to be, you know, specific to one disease condition, because we know that a lot of the risk factors for dementia, you know, often they're lifestyle related.
Professor Naismith says that while diagnosis for dementia is improving, solutions from all sectors, from both the health and government, is needed to address what is fast becoming Australia's biggest health concern.
We really need to think about what can we do to improve the quality of life of people that are living with dementia as well. So not even just about prevention. prevention. There's lots of work that we still need to do in that space. But it does require a national solution, and it does require significant investment from the government into this field.
Professor Sharon Naismith from the Brain and Mind Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Pranav Harish.